The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
I will not wear the mask.
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 I will not wear a mask.
I will not get the vaccine.
I will not get the vaccine.
And I will not get the vaccine.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
In the Lord, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust, and I will not be afraid.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day.
For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above all.
Rise up, O judge of the earth, render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked, triumph?
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of this
world. I hate the work of those who fall away.
My mouth I'll make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish.
On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmony sound. For you, O Lord, have made me glad through your works. I will triumph in the works of your
hands. Are on high forevermore. For behold, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. I will defy tyrants.
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 And with that, good morning, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ people, all the boat rockers who are in the house, and anybody else I may have missed, to the Sons of Liberty radio show here on Red State Talk Radio, where we use the Bible and the Constitution not to see who's on the right or the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. The editor at sonslibertymedia.com, and for Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warns you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us here on Monday morning. Sorry for that little blurb there at the intro. I still had the social media platform on to share out the link and forgot to mute it. So that was my fault. I apologize for that. Glad that you guys have joined us here. If you'd like to check us out online, please do so. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. In fact, if you are on Red State Talk Radio, you'd like to be a part of the video portion of the radio show, you can do so. Head over to sonslibertymedia.com, scroll down right on the right side of the page, second video down, you'll see that we are streaming live. You can enlarge that. That's right. You can see the face is made for radio. And you can also click on it and join us in the chat. There's lots of people in there this morning. Good to see all you guys this morning, bright and early on Monday. So, jump in there and be a part of the video portion of the radio show. Also, right above that is Bradley's show from Saturday. If you missed that and would like to watch it, you can click on that and watch that. He goes live at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Central on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Just scroll down there, click on that. That'll be live at 3 p.m. Eastern. Right above that is where you can subscribe to our newsletter for sonsoflibertymedia.com. Please do so. They are censoring us all over the place. You can't even hardly find us if you do an internet search. So help us out. Sign up for the email list. And again, we don't rent your email or sell it like some people. We don't spam you with lots of people who buy up the email list and want to sell you their goods and stuff. We just send you out one email for the day. That's all the articles that we have at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Bradley and I do, as well as our contributors that we put out And you also get the morning archive show. So if you missed something, if there was something that was part of the show, you said, hey, that was important right there. I want to go back and look at that. I want to share that, or I want to look at that some more. That is contained in that email as well. So be sure to sign up for it. If you'd support the Sons of Liberty Media's message, you can help us. We don't ask you for money. We just let you know we have needs. It costs money to do practically everything that we do. So we let you know we have those needs. And if you want to help in that, there's a donate button. You can click on that. You can make a one-time donation, or you can partner with us and become a son or daughter of Liberty. That's a monthly partner. And then also we have a store. There are buttons all at the top of sonslibertymedia.com. We offer products that give you good conversation starters. There are products in there that are there to equip you in your ministry and your sphere of influence that you have as well. Now, with that said, it's been some time since we've had Mark Steele on the show. And he used to come on several times with Kate, and we were discussing the whole 5G narrative that was coming out as that was being rolled out amidst all of the lockdowns. And it's real interesting, you know, that story has not gone away. And before I bring Mark on, I'm going to show you a couple of things from Saturday. If you guys missed it, I was getting ahead of myself with Mark, but if you guys missed it on Saturday, I mean, you really missed something that was very, very inspiring, what was taking place in London. Now, some of the images that I'm going to show you were up in the archive on sonsoflibertymedia.com. So if you saw the broadcast, then you saw where we have archived that at sonsoflibertymedia.com. 3 hours we broadcast as the people of London took to the streets against vaccine passports, against the vaccines, against the lockdowns, all the tyranny that's going on there. Now, these are some of the images that Kate and Dr. Corbett sent us. I didn't know who these guys were. Somebody said this is Right Said Fred or something. I don't know. Maybe that's who it is. I don't know. That was on here. But I wanted, and I'm going to have to skip past this one because it's a video. and then we had some images that she sent through from what was taking place that day. These were the nuns at the place down there in London, and apparently they want Kate and Kevin to come teach them some of their homeopathic sort of naturopathic, I get all those sort of mixed up, their ways of treating people and helping people there in the place where they're at. So these were the nuns they met with, again, with some of the camera crew that were following them. And this was one of my favorites with Boris. And he actually looks like he's combed his hair in that, but that's a picture. They probably cut it off a little bit there. But these are some of the images that she sent over, some of the people they met. And there is a video here. It's probably going to pop up here in a second. You're going to love it. Probably going to have to turn down the sound so that our social media platform doesn't cut us off. But this was the shot over the bridge. We had this shot as well. It just an incredible amount of people out on Saturday. Again, Kate and Dr. Corbett, this was our shot that we had. Here's a drone. How they got a drone out here is beyond me, but watch this. This is in the streets here of London. And as far as the eye can see, the streets are filled with people. And these people walk for hours. 3.5, 4 hours they walked. It was just an incredible sight to behold. The people were out in full force. And London, you're beautiful. Here's a guy on his crusader horse. Here is a 100-year-old gentleman joined the protest in London. He refuses to be living under a dictatorship after surviving 2 world wars. Pretty incredible. Pretty incredible what they were having to show up. And then Kate was also holding up a sign here. With some words about the vaccines. They've never been proven to be effective. No vaccine has ever been proven safe. No 2 vaccines have been tested for their efficacy. Therefore, our children being multi-vaccinated are experiments. It is against the Nuremberg Code. There is not one ingredient in any vaccine that is conductive or conducive to health and well-being. This isn't including the ingredients isolated. There are many that are not listed. I am against all poisons and disease-causing agents being injected into all humans and animals. If that makes me anti-vaxxer, then so be it. And that's Kate's statement from over the weekend. I thought I'd share those things with you for those of you who had joined us and for those of you who hadn't, who had not seen these things. Now, with that said, Mark has not been on with us in some time. He was going with Kate, and they were really speaking out on the 5G, showing us some of the stuff that was going on there. And they even started a group called saveusnow.org.uk. You can check that out online, saveusnow.org.uk, and see what they're doing there. But Mark wanted to come on the show and give us a little bit of an update, because 5G is not out of the picture. In fact, it's very much in the picture worldwide. As a matter of fact, you don't get a lot of reporting. Some of the best reporting that I think on 5G and what's going on worldwide, people shutting it down in their respective countries, counties, and the like, comes from Ben Frank over at Activist Post. Just going to give him a shout out. He's got some of the most, or she, I don't know if it's a he or she there, but they have some of the most important 5G reporting that I've seen anywhere. I mean, and it's consistent. He's consistently bringing this down every week over there at Activist Post. But with that said, I want to welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, Mark Steele, and I believe he's on with us. Mark, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you, but we're not seeing your cam.
Can't see. I've got it on, so it's a bit strange.
Okay. All right. We'll go with this, and if you can get the video going, we'll see that.
Yeah, I think I have a load of trouble with, we all have trouble with communications, speaking the truth to me, as you know. One of the things that the cult, that's who we're dealing with here, is a cult. These cult members obviously got a lot of control over the internet, and they do not like the truth. They don't like the light, because obviously the truth brings people into the light. And that's what these people work in the shadows, the dark forces, very dark forces. And, basically, Satan's worshippers, Satan followers. And obviously what they don't want people to get to grips with is what 5G actually is, which it's the pentagram that 5G means. The pentagram deployment that talking about in the UK alone, 400,000 of these large masts network that they're going to put across the countryside. Now, what's going to happen? These are beam-forming radiation waves. They will kill all pollinators, will kill the ground. Their plan is to starve everybody off the land. And how they do that is by killing anywhere that, anything that can actually grow. We need to, link... Because there is a link, there's a direct link with the contamination in the vaccines, the metal contaminants, the tungsten in particular. They have aluminium nanoparticles, tungsten nanoparticles, and a number of other metal contaminants in them. And they're there for a reason. These nanoparticulates, they then act as an antenna internally and will exhibit as a virus. So what we're being told is actually a virus is actually microwave radiation pollution that interacts with the contamination that's been put in a great deal of vaccines over the last few years. As they got the nanometal contaminants to that particular size, it was easy to put them into these what they call vaccines, but what I'm going to tell you, they're biological chemical weapons and not vaccines at all. The COVID-19 absolutely is a biological chemical weapon. It's the reason it was developed in Fort Detrick and also in the Wuhan weapons lab. These are not vaccines. The vaccine is something that is supposed to protect a person. These biological chemical weapons are only there for one purpose, to commit mass genocide, to sterilize the population, and to cause this mass genocidal event. The reason I was interested in coming on the day, Tim, is to explain to people the interconnectivity of these biological weapons and the 5G network. The mandated vaccination of over 55s in Wuhan, and we saw the pictures, you know, we've seen the imagery that came out of Wuhan where people were basically collapsing. We're starting to see the same imagery coming out of India. It's the exact same imagery where we're seeing people collapsing in the street. They have vaccinated hundreds of millions of people in India. And they're interacting with the electromagnetic radiation fields. We've measured the radiation levels from the 4G and 5G network, and 5G network in particular, across cityscapes in the UK, London. The levels of radiation are stratospheric in breach of the Council of Europe 1815 resolution, the EuroPem 216 guidelines. They're in breach of all these guidelines and, you know, rules that have been put down by the international courts. And the interaction with people, anybody who gets vaccinated, you're basically being, you know, vax. I call them vax because the double cross, people have been double crossed. They've been sold a fake narrative to get them to take these biological chemical weapons. And once they introduced in these 5G fields, it allows me to actually target a building. I can actually focus a beam at a particular building or a part of the city and state, oh, there's been a massive outbreak in deaths here. It all fits really well with the virus narrative, the fake virus narrative. And therefore, it adds credence to what the cult are trying to achieve. So most people who don't have the knowledge of how these weapons work will not understand that, you know, that they'll basically believe that there's something, you know, basically exhibiting like a virus. The medical community will accept it as a virus when in point of fact, people are being irradiated with microwave radiation and the contaminated vaccines increase that toxicity significantly because the nanoparticles inside the body, they will vibrate with the magnetic flux from these man-made beam waves. And that's what causes this massive sickness. And we're seeing that even now.
You know,
we're seeing that now.
Mark, let me interject something. Let me interject something here. You know, we had you guys on last year. You and Kate had gone down to London. I'm just going to show people the brief picture that we had just for the main thing. And then I'll link up some of the interviews we did and some of the pictures that you guys had as well as my friend Chris up in, I think he's up in New York, who's a roofer, and he worked alongside some guys who were rolling out 5G, and even the radiation levels that he was picking up, while it wasn't even really turned on, it was just being energized, but it wasn't turned on, were beyond what you said were safe levels. This was from May the 7th of 2020. If you recall, you were on the you guys were broadcasting live out of London there, and you were showing people the levels were supposed to be, what was supposed to be safe, like 200 or something. And you guys were seeing, you know, 25 times that.
Well, 200 is not safe. The Bionist of Scientists, and that was one of the more largest studies in relation to electromagnetic radiation, they say that it should be no more than 30 millivolts per meter squared. The Council of Europe, the international courts have decided that too. They've taken a more pragmatic view and said 200 millivolts per meter squared. And we were measuring up the 8,000 in London. So that shows the total disregard for the legal system, total disregard for health. You know, these levels are catastrophic. Now, a lot of people won't recognize the symptoms, you know, the ringing in the ears, the, you know, the itchiness, the sort of anxiety, you know, bad heads, sore eyes, and these type of things. You know, you probably get a sore eye, everybody gets them. People don't link them with this microwave radiation pollution. And anybody who's been vaccinated, unfortunately, where they've been double-crossed, they are going to see larger impacts due to the reactivity of the metal contaminants in those fields. So London's a very, very toxic place. I'm going to suggest that when this so-called Indian variant, which they're pushing now in the mainstream narrative, this Indian variant which comes across will attack all those who've been double-crossed. The people who haven't been double-crossed and taken the contaminated biological weapon, they will be, you know, a lot more safe in those environments than the people that have been vaccinated. The British government have actually produced a document for the medical community where they've said anybody who's had the double shot, they're going to be 70% of the people who are going to be go to hospitals, die, and be you know, end up in a hospital and present to an A&E. The ones who've had the single shot are going to make up 30%. So that's 100% of people who've had this contaminated vaccination, this COVID-19 shot, that are going to be going into hospitals. And the reason why the government are already putting that out is because they're going to see consultants, etc., questioning the vaccinations when they start seeing these people presented E&E. Now, and they're going to turn around. The reason how they're going to get away with this, the cult, they're going to say this new variant, the vaccines don't work with a new variant, so you need another booster or another vaccination, increase the toxicity, and basically just finish everybody off. Because this third wave that they're already talking up, it's going to be catastrophic. And the only way it's not going to happen is by people sharing this information far and wide, because we're going to ambush the cult's plan. You know, if let's say people who have had the double shot, they need to remove themselves from microwave radiation fields. Their life depends on it. You know, their life and well-being. We're seeing lots of people now going to E&Es. We're seeing lots of people suffering strokes, coagulation of the blood. Coagulation of the blood, microwave radiation pollution. And obviously, if I increase that pollution by someone having a contaminated vaccination, where they reflect the radiation internally in the cell, well, obviously that's just going to increase, and that's why we're starting to see lots of people with these coagulation blood disorders because of the contamination in these vaccines. I mean, it's just absolutely unbelievable.
Mark, let me ask a question here because, excuse me, I know there's one question we got in the chat, and I'm going to ask that in time with what's going on, because my understanding is this 5G, where they're rolling out these masks, they have to be closer in proximity because of the millimeter waves that are used, and they have to be able to transmit very quickly, so they have to be a lot closer than we're normally used to seeing cell towers be. And somebody's asking here, how far does somebody have to be away from that to be considered safe? I mean, weren't they putting them up like every 100 meters, or I don't even know what the length was that was there. But they were having to space them out so far. What about people being away from those areas? And then the second thing is, you've done it in your own city there, if I'm not mistaken. You've went to your, what would be the equivalent of over here in the United States, the city councils and stuff. You've warned them about the 5G. You've pushed back. And of course, you ended up, I think, winning a court case over that whole issue where they were trying to defame you. But we've seen, and people can see this from Ben Frank over at Activist Post, we've seen many countries and states across the earth who are standing up and saying, wait a minute, this has some pretty dangerous side effects. It's not really been tested. And the people who are telling you it's safe and effective are the same kind of people who tell you the vaccine is safe and effective. But yet they're having a stay of execution, if you will, on these guys rolling them out in their countries. One is, how far away can people be that it's safe? The second thing is, what would you recommend people do in these situations to fight back against this and say, wait, we need to push this back a little bit? It's not been done any testing. And Mark, as you know, these telecommunications companies, at least here in the States, have the same kinds of immunity that the vaccine makers make. You can't come after them. Oh, if you get some kind of a tumor, if you've got something that you believe came directly from using their products, They've been given immunity as well by the government, illegally, of course, but I don't know if that's happened in London or if that's happening around the world where they're being treated the same way or not.
Well, it's basically a global takedown. So the deployment of 5G, 5G is a direct energy weapon. It's not a telecommunication system, so only masquerading as one. In its close proximity transmitters, you'll find on the light-emitting diode street furniture. So if you've got LED street lights like a local council that just fitted, they're biologically toxic to all life. They're biologically toxic to pollinators. They'll kill all insects. These are not normal street lights. These are part of a weapons program. And they carry, on top of the most of them, they carry what's called a sub-gigahertz urban radar network. It's an illegal scanning radar technology. It can actually back all of the data out of every device in your home. It can actually hear you. It can see you. But what we found in Gated, which was absolutely unbelievable, they had directional weapons capability, so they can actually be used as a directional weapon and target an individual, target a group of people. When Gated Council took me to court to try and gag me, I was warning people about this technology in Gated, and they said that they had to gag me because I was frightening the vulnerable in the community. They failed in that attempt, where the judge said I was actually an expert, not a conspiracy theorist at all, which is a point of fact. Because I've actually invented a number of different products to mitigate these weapons on the battlefield, namely head-up display systems. Because they're required on the battlefield for a number of different reasons. These weapons are extremely dangerous. And obviously, that's what we found. I then threatened legal action against Gateshead Council, and they spent, they'd already spent, tens of millions of pounds putting this network in place. And they then had to remove it all, because what they didn't want to do was end up in a court case. What they have left is the LED streetlights, which are biologically toxic. And about six weeks ago, we launched another legal case against Gateshead Council because it didn't remove the biologically toxic LEDs. That case, the council have to respond. The court papers were filed at the council from the courts. I have about 4 weeks to respond to put a defence in, and they currently haven't put a defence in. So we're now applying to the courts to get judgment against the council. Obviously, if they haven't put a defence in, they haven't really got, so we're looking for a result in that. I mean, that is a massive result, the fact that they haven't even attempted to put a defence in. And the reason they haven't attempted, these technologies are illegal. They're unlawful, they're experimental, they're in breach of the Nuremberg Code, and lots of councils around the world have actually installed them. I mean, the Let Justice Be Done, Though the Heavens Fall Crowd Justice Fund that was set up, we set that up specifically so we could take Gateshead Council to court, and we've now actually done that. But I want to encourage everybody to follow suit. We've got to bring these criminals to justice. They've put this technology in without any environmental impact analysis, no health impact analysis. This is an illegal deployment of a weapon, including the LED streetlights. One of the nutmegs I want to throw out, the industry state that 5G is millimeter waves. It is only part of 5G. 5G takes in 1G, 2G, 3G, and 4G, what's called densification. So that's just mass deployment of masts everywhere so they can get the radiation levels higher in any environment. And the sub-gigahertz, the urban radar, which is specific to 5G, because obviously that's how it allows me to actually be able to look into a cityscape. These smart cities are going to be extremely toxic to anybody that would be corralled in there. In fact, basically, they're like concentration camps. Smart is secret militarized armaments and residential technology. All of the smart equipment can be accessed remotely and I can use them as weapons in your home. From smart meters, your smart devices. Now I say it to everybody, at night, all of your devices, make sure that they're unplugged from the mains. It is absolutely crucial because they can all be accessed remotely. It was always bizarre to me how they would get these remote access points to all your equipment. But it's basically so that they can spy on people. They can listen to what you're saying. I only need a disturbance in a microwave radiation field. And I can digitize that and actually hear people. So the technology's been out for many, many years. 5G is a direction. Its main technical parameter is beamforming and focused radiation in air. Direct energy in air. That's DEW, direct energy weapons. That nothing, the whole thing about 5G, the masquerade of it actually being a telecommunication system, that's all it is. So, you know, I implore everybody to do their research and start getting out. If it is crucial that we bring this thing to a close, there are going to be millions of people die. That is just, you know, beyond question. Anybody who's been double-crossed and had that vaccination, unfortunately, their life expectancy, now there are protocols where they can be helped, but they need to take action. You know, a lot of these people have been duped into an illegal medical experiment that doesn't finish until 2023. That's in breach of the Nuremberg Code. In fact, there was a lady who spoke, a human rights lawyer, who was in Orange County, who spoke at a board meeting. I mean, absolutely fantastic. But what she was actually saying, this is in breach of the Nuremberg Code. These aren't breaking international laws in relation to this genocidal agenda. So the sooner people wake up, I mean, it was fantastic at the weekend. I'm pretty sure we were well over, you know, possibly a million people in London, or just a little bit less, even possibly even more. We couldn't even see, you know, most of the people in the march. It was just so big. So people are waking up. They are getting the knowledge. Knowledge and numbers are key. But bringing these characters into courts of law to test and to probe. I mean, a lot of public servants are in breach of and have breached a number of laws, especially in relation to environmental impact analysis. All these large projects should be tested. 5G, there's no test for 5G. There's been no research to show it's safe. The reason for that is because it isn't safe. It's a weapon. You can't bring a weapon and test it and say that it's safe. And the reason why they didn't test it, because it would have failed. The beamforming radiation output is toxic to life. And some of the transmitters, the sub-gigahertz are long-range radar. So they can see as far as they can actually see till they hit the ground. Yeah. The higher frequencies, the millimeter wave radiation output, the millimeter wave radiation output can be problematic in larger buildings. But you see, that's not the main blanket coverage for 5G. The main blanket coverage for 5G is sub-gigahertz, and it can travel as far as that antenna can see. We're talking hundreds of miles.
Wow.
And the beamforming capability, they can all work in unison with each other. They can interconnect with each other, and it's called phased array, where we have offset signals and we'll cause these beam waves to be formed. And that's what they're putting on street furniture outside, directly outside people's bedroom windows. See, there was the industry was saying they need lots more of these antennas at closer proximity because they operate the millimeter waves. They don't. They operate in sub-gigahertz where they have long range, you know, 15, 20 kilometers minimum range from these transmitters, and not on every single streetlight. So to me, when I first looked and had, you know, got my hands on the actual hardware, I knew it was a weapon. Because the output, I mean, there's one particular product that we pulled the pieces that had been installed in the street furniture. It had a 3,300-watt relay. Now, if anybody knows anything about power output, 3,300 watts on an antenna board, on a street light, it's a kill grid. These are weapons. These are not what the industry are saying, you know, for controlling and switching on lights. Call them control management system for lights. Mm. They're not at all. The energy output is totally not required. So they've got massive power output. It's like smart meters. They've got massive capability. This was all for this genocidal attack on the populations of the West in particular by the cult. So the cult organizing a massive depopulation agenda. Obviously, they can't fully turn up 5G. When they did in South Korea, they actually set fire to the electrical grid at 5 separate cities and burnt the electrical grid out.
That's incredible. Mark, you know, one of the things that I noted the other day when Kate was on, because, you know, they had installed it right there near where she was living at the time. And I said, well, apparently this 5G hasn't made a big impression on your internet service because it's still kind of splotchy and everything. And it makes me begin to wonder exactly what you were telling us a year ago, that it wasn't for the communication. It was for this. It's not that it can't be used for it, but you were adamant this is a weapon that was being deployed on the people. And, you know, it's interesting. I had an interview with Dr. Lee Merritt, and she's sort of working the circuits, as it were, in her expertise as a surgeon, speaking out against the mask and about the mRNA injections and things of this nature. And one of the first things I asked her, it was sort of unexpected for her because we had not talked about it, but I asked her about the 5G, and she was very knowledgeable. And she says, oh, yeah, we used it for crowd control over in Iraq. It definitely is a form of an energy weapon that can be used. And she went on to, you know, entertain that thought that a lot of what some people might have been getting sick from was from this, basically a radiation poisoning that was creating this, their body to react, you know, their immune system to react to this, these toxins from the radiation coming from these things being rolled out. The other thing is, and I want to play it real quick. It's only a couple of minutes here. You were making reference to Lee Dundas and her speech against and calling for the resignation of the county health officer and the school board superintendent out in California, because they wanted to turn the schools into these vac sites. Let me play that right quick. It's only a couple of minutes, and maybe if you want to comment and tie that again into what you're talking about here with 5G.
Lee Dundas, human rights attorney. Late last week, I am informed a meeting occurred between Orange County Health Officer Dr. Clayton Chow and Orange County Board of Education Superintendent Al Mahars, during which time they apparently tried to find a way to, quote, sidestep and entirely remove informed parental consent for the COVID vaccine and also turn Orange County school campuses into vaccination centers. The COVID-19 vaccine is an experimental medical protocol authorized under the Emergency Use Authorization Act, and as such, you cannot mandate it for anyone, nor can you sidestep informed consent. There is a reason that kids cannot smoke, drive, drink, have sex, vote, or die for this country. And it is because the law says they lack the capacity to understand those decisions. And that applies here more than ever. Hear me loud and hear me well. We will not be morphing our school campuses into COVID vaccine centers for delivery of an experimental medical protocol that killed every damned ferret in the last animal study they did until such time they had to abandon that study. And then they didn't even do the study this time around because we are the study. The last time humans launched a plan like this to conduct experimental medical protocols on vulnerable populations was in Joseph Mengele's direction. He was an MD known as the Angel of Death. Okay. And he was part of the SS. And in 1943, he was assigned to Auschwitz, where he saw an opportunity to conduct gene research, quote, focused primarily on children with no regard for the health or safety of the victims. This is off the internet. You can Google it. You know what else is gene research? Experimental COVID vaccines with the trans gene inside of it. If you don't believe me, go pull the EUA application for the J&J shot. I come from a long line of Eastern Europeans, Hungarians, and Romanian groups that fled the persecution of the Red Terror communist death squads in the early 1900s. And those of us who didn't make it to America ended up facing the Nazi death squads in the lesser known Holocaust that was the Romani Holocaust. There is a reason my daughter is named Katia. Her Romani great-grandmother was Caterina Cioma, and I, for one, have not forgotten the lessons of our history. The Third Reich did not end with experiments on children, nor when those children died. The Third Reich ended In 1946, when we put the doctors who committed these human experiments on trial in Nuremberg, and then we put them to death, it ended with the adoption of the Nuremberg Code so we would never repeat the sins of history. And it states, and I quote, the voluntary consent of this human subject is absolutely essential. Dr. Chow and Dr. Maharish, you are hereby on notice. Last week, you appear to have knowingly hatched a plan to sidestep and or violate international, federal, and state law, not just the Nuremberg informed consent language, but also the black letter law of the EUA, as well as California state law, which punishes, and I quote, the willful failure to obtain a subject's informed consent by imprisonment in county jail for 1 year or the imposition of a $50,000 fine or both. Through the planned insertion of experimental gene-altering protocols onto the very children, you were elected and charged with protecting. And tonight we are asking the Board of Education for an immediate letter of censure to these individuals. And if they don't resign, for an immediate notice of termination. And that letter also needs to go to the professional boards because they have no business being in these positions. So help me God, the people of Orange County will hold this policy to account.
Amen. And you know what? Justice and righteousness surrounds our God's throne. What she's calling for is the same thing that we're calling for, which is the same thing that Mark is calling for in his country. And that is that justice be done, that these people are going unaccountable and they've got to be brought to justice. Isn't that right, Mark?
Absolutely, Tim. We've got to bring these criminals to justice. I mean, they've broken a number of domestic and international laws. The vaccines are contaminated. We've got all the evidence. We have all the prima facie evidence. You know, we are absolutely up against it here. I mean, I won a case against Northumbria Police. Northumbria Police, after the court case, where the council failed to gag me, I then sent evidence to Northumbria Police of the fabricated evidence that was presented in the court by these public servants, basically misconduct in a public office, which is a criminal offence, and I reported that. The police did not. I then sent documents about the genocide agenda to Northumbria Police. It was ignored. I was told it was vexatious. So then what I did, I then took this up with the Independent Office for Police Conduct. They upheld my appeal so that the government body of the police, they upheld my appeal, and it was stated that Northumbria Police would have to do a full investigation. Northumbria Police haven't carried out any investigation. And the reason for that is because the council had already failed in the court. I have the prima facie evidence. This is genocide. That's why they can't investigate it, because it's too big, because they do as they're told, like the rest of the people in these organisations who do as they're told. I mean, we've got lists of them. When we first came up and found out what was really going on, this was in about 2018, we contacted the Woodland Trust. We contacted the Amnesty International, the RSPCA, RSPB, Greenpeace, Friends of the Earth, Liberty, you name it, we contacted them all, Cancer Research. We got zero response from the evidence that was sent to these people, these organizations who take people's money fraudulently and are covering up for the cult in relation to this crime that's been perpetrated. Where was Amnesty International at that march yesterday? Where are any of these organisations, Friends of the Earth, Greenpeace? You've got governments rolling out microwave radiation transmission networks across countries to kill the wildlife, to kill the ground, to kill the environment. And these people are missing in action. So we've got a whole cult, Greta Thunberg, Extinction Rebellion, who are pushing microwave radiation transmitters, LED streetlights, biologically toxic. They're pushing smart meters, the whole green fake agenda, the whole CO2 fake narrative. CO2 is the green gas. It's what greens, it's exactly 180 degrees. The opposite to what they're telling people.
Yeah, well, Mark, you know why those people aren't showing up. You know why little Greta isn't showing up. One, you know she's handled. The other, all these green other ones are really the forefront face of the communist agenda. It's to tell you, oh, we're caring about this. We're just using this as a distraction so we can get whatever we're going to get in another area that you're not looking at. And I honestly, it's just my opinion here. From everything that I've heard from everybody, whether it's on the vaccines, whether it's on the COVID 1984, whether it's on the 5G, it sounds to me like mainly they're getting our attention on a disease, a virus, if you will, that they've really yet to prove to us. And while they're setting up, as Dr. Merritt said, all these invisible AK-47s around us, which quite literally in the beginning, this was what got Kate in so much trouble, was calling out and saying, hey, the effects of this 5G stuff looks like the symptoms that we're seeing coming from the whole COVID 1984 stuff. So it's almost like they got us, their magician, they got us looking in their left hand while they're doing the trick in the right. At least that's what it sounds like to me. And maybe there's a center and we're, people are going after the wrong thing. They're not looking at the 5G stuff, which then leads to people looking at the disease and then looking for a solution in a quote unquote injection that they're having to redefine as a vaccine because it doesn't meet even the definition that we previously had of a vaccine. Is that how you're seeing things as well?
Absolutely. The whole long COVID narrative is false. It's basically radiation pollution. All symptoms, anxiety, depression, skin burn, thrombosis, et cetera, it's every single symptom that they're stating is long COVID, hair loss, all those type of things. It's radiation pollution that's causing it. And we've measured the radiation pollution. And the reason why it doesn't affect everybody, you know, the same way, it's affecting a lot of people in a lot of different ways, you know, anxiety, depression, you know, we've got suicide rates going through the roof. It all depends on that DNA, their resistance, you know, their ability to have, you know, good food types. And obviously the vaccination programs, they've been contaminating vaccines for quite a number of years. And some people react differently, you know, your own environment, your home might be clean. A lot of the older people, their homes are clean because they don't have Wi-Fi, etc. Whereas you get some of the younger people who've got lots and lots of devices. But, you know, going back to what you were saying before, Tim, about divisiveness and how they basically, you know, give up one story. The virus is just a cover for the 5G contaminated vaccine kill grid. That's all it is. The virus is fake. It's a cover for the weapon. Because they've got to, you know, they kind of just kill a lot of people and not say there's something that's causing it. So the whole virus thing is just a cover. It was all fake in the first instance. But we're going to see some real significant increases in deaths over the next few months from the people that's been vaccinated. And we're already seeing that in India. This Indian strain, it's people who've been vaccinated that are dropping dead in the streets, as was shown in China. The isms, I'd like to talk about divisiveness, isms. It's Satan made. Communism, globalism, socialism, capitalism, all these isms are there to divide us. Feminism, that these isms are all Satan's made. That's why they call them isms. It's Satan's made. And obviously, you get involved in any of these narratives. What that does, it takes you away from who, you know, our creator. It takes us away from the creator and it divides us.
That's right.
We are all one. We are oneness, right? Racism, the biggest divider. You know, these isms, like I said, have been put in place by the cult. You know, this is like it's like black magic. They weave this cultish narrative, this spelling. I mean, spells, it's all part of the black magic. And these words and these divisive tactics have been used for thousands of years to stop people coming together, to create us people coming together, because once we are one, you know, you get Satanists, it doesn't matter what your color, creed, religion, the Satanists in there. You know, there's people who are Satanists in all of these, you know, right across the world, because we are all the creator's creation.
That's right.
And the isms are here to divide us. It's to deflect your attention. It's to take you away from what we're really here for. We all have a role to play.
Well, I think, you know, Mark, let me speak to that a second, because I think you're right on. Some people, when they hear this coming together and oneness, they think ecumenical. I am not for people just coming together and putting aside religious differences, because to be honest with you, I think that Jesus, when he was true and he was right when he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And so I can't join forces with other people who say something the opposite of that. However, what we're talking about here is an issue of justice, an issue of uncovering evil, which we're supposed to do, Ephesians 5:11, exposing the works of darkness. And we are to do that. And you know what? If somebody else is doing that who doesn't necessarily agree with me, good for them for exposing it. But it comes back to the issue that Mark's talking about, and that is that we all are made, whether we are a believer or not, we're all made in the image of God. We're all to demand justice, okay? I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If there's a Muslim who's been treated unjust, it is my duty as a Christian to speak on behalf of that guy who's being treated unjustly, even though he's a Muslim. This was the whole idea of what Jesus said is loving our neighbor. And he gave the example of the Samaritan helping the beat up Jew, his mortal enemy, if you were, whatever the politics of the day had put on them to make them, quote unquote, racist, if you will, instead of seeing them as men made in the image of God. He demonstrated his love for his fellow man by putting all that stuff aside and saying, this is a guy made in the image of God, just like me. I'm obligated to help him out of love for him. Now, there's another thing. We're running out of time here, Mark, but that, you know, you're making mention of this, and I've made mention of it before. This great book, The Invisible Rainbow, History of Electricity and Life by Arthur Furstenberg. Now, I tried to get Arthur on the show. Arthur rejected because he says we talk about the Bible and this and that. Doesn't make his book bad, though, okay? He's got a lot of really good history in there, stuff I had never heard of when it came to the rollout of just the electrical grid and the impact that it had upon the nations as well. But I would highly recommend people read that if you want to know how. I mean, we live in a time where it's just always been. So we don't know a time prior to the rollout of an electrical grid, how people lived, how healthy their bodies were or unhealthy, however that may have been. That they don't know that. But Mark, we got about 2 minutes here. You want to tell people a little bit about the website that you have and also give any closing thoughts to what you talked about today?
Yeah, well, people can find us at Save Us Now. It's saveusnow.org.uk. That's the website if people want information. And, you know, getting knowledge. Knowledge in numbers is key. If I go back to Arthur, Arthur and I have crossed horns. He doesn't like me one little bit because obviously I talk about scripture. I talk about the creator, but the difference between Arthur and I'm a little bit better informed. Understand the quantum world. I can actually tell you this is a creation. We were created. And if anybody wants to have an argument about that, I'm up here to have a really good scientific based argument in relation to the quantum world. And another thing with Arthur, he keeps going on about these satellites. The satellites are not to concern a great number of people for the reason the weapons on the ground. Satellites are a mirror in the sky.
Yep.
And I brought this up about the whole, you know, some of the international appeals on 5G where they were talking and terrorizing people. You know, with something that people can't do a great deal about. Well, a satellite's basically a mirror in the sky. It's not anything to concern yourself about because the potency of it is on the ground.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, so we crossed horns a few times. And like I said, you know, people have their own beliefs. That's why the creator gave us free will. So people have the free will to do whatever they want to, you know, think or say or whatever. You know, that was the whole design. But that design is all about Satan. Now, this world, Satan has dominion over the earth. He always did have, right? The creator created it all. And therefore, what I see is going before us is a test. It's a test to see who are weak, who have, you know, done the wrong thing. And what I'm going to say, just to finish off, this is about redemption.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, the door's always up. The door is will always be open.
I agree.
I'm telling you now,
Mark, it's shutting very quickly. Mark, we're out of time here. Thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate you, as always, coming on with us. Guys, it is about redemption, and redemption comes through one person, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who gave himself for sinners that he might demonstrate his love for sinners. And the call is to repent and come to Christ, that they be reconciled to God through him. 23 hours, we'll be back with you. Talk to you then. See you.